to be fair, Bohemians have had a really good run of late. They beat Sligo last week and they've been in good form, so to go down to Daly Mount and win was certainly a great result for us, and we're delighted with it.
Tough game, obviously, any time you go to Daly Mount, Stephen, you would know that, but it's, according to reports in today's papers, maybe they're over-exaggerating, but it was a hot, slightly heated up affair with Buckley getting sent off before half-time, but then Derry, through Daniel Lafferty, you got a great response to all that action by taking a lead into half-time.
Yeah, it wasn't our best display in the first half. We can play better than we did in the first half. Our passing was erratic at times. We for 15 minutes we owned the ball, like we kept possession. We 10 or 12 passes. But after that we sort of lost our way a little bit, and because they defended in numbers, Bohemians, and they broke quickly, and we to get the goal either side of half time. Daniel Lafferty, coming in and as the left full back and already getting 3 goals, terrific. And James McLean, who's only played 5 games and he's the top scorer in the league now at the moment. So, and he's not a forward. He's playing left side, left flank. So, certainly it was a great win for us.
Just James McLean, you say he scored after half time. I don't know. Are you surprised that he's really chipping in with goals this season for a young man out in the wing? He's coming up with goods all the time for you.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, to be fair, I thought he was our best player last season overall, he's somebody who is an unusual player, because when he was, I said this before, but when he was 16 or 17 or 15 in St. Joseph's in Craigan here in the school, he wasn't capped or anything, he wasn't capped by Northern Ireland or the Republic, and all of his classmates were, a lot of his classmates, 4 or 5 in his class, were all in different international squads, and he's just one that's gradually improved, never been away, never this or that, but certainly he's very influential for his last season, and already he's got 5 goals, and he has been exceptional.
Yes, and Bohemians obviously near the end missed a penalty, but overall the performance of Derry City so far this season, you must be very pleased with the way things are shaping up.
Yeah, I mean, I do feel that we do have a fair degree of potential, but when you consider that only 6 of the 18 last night had ever played in the Premier Division before, so we've got like Gerard Doherty and Eddie McCallion and Kevin Deary and Rory Higgins and Garrett McLean and Eamon Zoya, they're the 6. After that, none of the other players in the 18 or in the squad have ever played in the Premier Division, so it's a baptism really for them. When we get injuries and suspensions, there will be a test for our squad, but we have some talented players to come in. Whether they can do it at the top level of the Premier remains to be seen, but I have to be encouraged, considering we lost our first game this season against Sligo in the last minute. For us to go unbeaten since and play as well as we have really is pretty decent.
Well, Stephen, I must ask you, the first, you've played all the teams now, I think, have you? It's the first third gone. Who do you think will be potential champions? You're saying Derry City are just up there competing, but you must be happy. But who do you think will be the potential champions looking at the first third?
Well, Shamrock Rovers, of course, have the most resources, and certainly they have all of the players with pedigree. I think I seen an article where Michael O'Neill said in the week that, contrary to reports, their squad is smaller than last year. They only have 21 senior pros now, rather than 23. But that's 21 players they have 2 teams. They can just change 11 really, and they're not weakened, so they're very strong. But Sligo, of course, are a terrific team as well. They play some terrific stuff, and they've got a lot of really good players. So that's our next protocol. We've got to go to Sligo on Monday at 3 o'clock kickoff in Sligo, so that'll be a real good game. I feel 2 teams really going at it.
Yeah, that's a big game, because I suppose Sligo themselves slipping up this last couple of games, and last night I'm sure, well, UCD have caused problems to other teams, but Sligo having lost, I'm sure they'll be expecting to bite back against you on Monday.
Well, likewise, they've got a lot of quality in their squad. They could miss 3 or 4 and not really three or four of the better players on it really wouldn't weaken them. I think they have got a lot of quality, must be said. But our players are starting to believe in themselves now. They've sort of they've got a bit of a rhythm in their play now, and they're really playing with confidence. And you know, we wouldn't really be fearful of anybody, to be honest, and we feel that we're capable of beating anybody. But Sligo in the Showgrounds is probably as tough as games you're going to get. The two teams, ourselves and Sligo, had two teams with really good philosophy in relation to players with technical ability, and certainly I think it will be a very good game on Monday, and we'll be up against it, because they can really play. They've got players who can really, really play, and we will be up against it. But we're showing a capacity to win games in recent weeks and deservedly win them, and we must continue to try and do that.